Neil Vec, Institute of Politics, joins us, as well as a story that's brewing in the, I guess, the Democrat national powers to be start convening Thursday on their primary schedule. And I think New Hampshire is going to get screwed over in terms of being first with the Democrats. I may be wrong. Neil, I hope you had a good break. Neil Vec, Institute of Politics, Executive Director, Sansom College. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Jack.
Did you have a good break?
Yeah. Thanksgiving's great. No expectations. It's all about the food. No gifts. Nobody gets disappointed.
Oh, J-Dog. J-Dog was pretty...
Sorry, J-Dog. But
J-Dog is pretty miserable.
Plenty of football. What can go wrong?
That's apropos. It's just... I'm waiting for next year. It's just the way it was. I'm crossing December off, just ready to just get to 2023.
Neil, how do I put up with this? He's in a foul mood.
He is. That's not good for Monday morning.
Probably like some of these Republican candidates, foul moods after the primary, saying the midterms. Where were the polls? No, I'm kidding, Neil. Let's talk about New Hampshire's post midterm aftermath, if you will. In terms of what dynamics were at work there, I know you're still looking at this, and a lot of folks are, but it seems like we have a split personality. Voters, they like the Democrats representing us in Washington, which I don't understand if you want change, but yet they like Republicans governing the state house. You get that sense? We've had two elections in a row now where those are the results.
I think it's pretty easy to explain, and definitely get the sense, and the data's there. So I think it was about 70,000 people voted for Governor Chris Sununu, a Republican, and then did not vote for the Republican candidates who were challenging the incumbents. And you can sort of slice this out, but what is it about Sununu that garnered the vote that the other candidates didn't get? And I think a lot of this has to do with the election denial, January 6th, everything else. I think Liz Cheney, although she lost her primary, she sort of, in the end, it was a victory for her in that midterm election. I think New Hampshire is where it happened. I think voters said, hey, we are really concerned about inflation, but we're not going to vote for people that deny the election.
Why haven't you brought up abortion in this argument yet?
I think abortion definitely brought people home to the Democratic Party and created a lot of enthusiasm. And it was a hard enthusiasm of a voter, mm-hmm. voter intensity on an issue like abortion or guns or anything like that is very hard to weigh.
Mm. Now, what does this mean going forward, if you had to say, Neil? Is this sort of the trend? Is this it? I mean, and what do you do? You know, Governor Sununu, I think, has done a very good job, masterful job, at really being more of an independent than anything else. You know, if you look at the abortion question, the Democrats early on, after the Republicans passed the state law, now that it's a state issue, no restrictions on abortion through 6 months. It's only the 7th, 8th, and 9th month there are restrictions. They called that the Sununu abortion ban, but yet Sununu says he's pro-choice, so they kind of gave him a buy on that, it seems. He comes across as independent. But what about the Republican Party here is a party in the state of New Hampshire? And I know you're not an advisor for Democrats or Republicans, but my point is you have the state chair, Mr. Stepanak, who wasn't really visible or audible going into the midterms, Ray Buckley, the Democrat state chair, who's professionally paid and obviously does a pretty darn good job. If you're looking at records of teams, like if this was the NFL, he'd be hired again as a general manager, if you follow me. I guess my point is, other than Sununu, what is the future of the Republican Party here in New Hampshire? I'm being serious here. What is the bench and who is the bench and who's the leadership coming out of that? Because if there was ever a time, Neil Levesque, ever a time in modern history where Republicans should have flipped the first congressional district or one of those seats, it was in November. Because you look at the history of midterm elections, inflation, worst inflation in 40 years, record high energy prices, unpopular Joe Biden, grocery bills. If there was ever a time, and it did not happen. So if you're the Republican Party, what's the game plan going forward? Because something, I'm telling you right now, something's got to change.
Well, the reason parties exist is to win, and they have to evolve in order to win. And we've seen this over time where the Democratic Party, for example, is not the same Democratic Party it was in the 1950s. And it has to evolve in order to keep bringing more people on to get to 51%.
Right.
And right now, candidates that endorse or have the same themes as former President Trump have not been winning, and that's very obvious. It's, if you think about New Hampshire, that's not as bad as Maine's northernmost congressional seat was a plus 26 Trump seat. So mm-hmm. Trump won that district by 26%, and in this election, the Democrat incumbent won. So this is not a good time if you're going to embrace those things that he wants you to run on or his themes if right. you're trying to win a general election.
And Neil Levesque, St. Edson College, on this same point, right after the midterms and over the holidays, Trump announces he's running again. So here you go. I mean, talk about polarizing. And if there's a crowded primary field of 8 or 9 or 10 Republicans, he could win, you know, that nomination again, because he doesn't need that big of a slice of pizza in a crowded pizza pie field. Unless they get behind DeSantis, for example, and limit the field, then I think Trump has troubles. But the Republicans, as long as Trump's there running again, here you go again, right?
And I don't think Trump will ever yield to any candidate, no matter how similar they are, in this case,
right.
DeSantis. I think that it's trouble that he got in, because, frankly, you have to be behind people that are going to win general election mm-hmm. seats, and he didn't win. And he didn't help with the midterm elections. And so Republican primary voters, if they go and choose the former president again, maybe this means that they're not interested in winning. They're interested in sort of, maybe it's like a grievance thing or a set of issues that he mm-hmm. espouses to that they agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But winning is a different thing.
Now, what about Joe Biden? He took the holidays, Thanksgiving. I think Martha's Vineyard rented a place, 80 years old. Do you think does he run again?
Nantucket is where he went.
Oh, was it Nantucket?
not that there's much of a difference, but the point is that I think that this is sort of interesting as it ties into the New Hampshire presidential primary, because Biden does not want to be running here. He placed fifth. He's not a very good communicator, in my opinion, or a campaigner. And the mm-hmm. evidence was that. And
right.
and I think that he'd rather go to South right. Carolina, where
he turned
gets
it around.
Anointed.
All right, we have to run. Thank you, Neil Levesque. We'll get you back again soon. Institute of Politics, St. Edson College. Thank you, Neil.